I actually agree with some of his concerns. The key word there is some. King said, it's reported that 44 of the 52 affected Iowa counties have been filed objections with the Iowa Utilities Board. He also argues that the Iowa Utility Board is a three-person board. Under current law, if two of the three vote to grant Summit and Navigator eminent domain authority, the property rights of every landowner in their past would be wiped out. This is definitely not due process. I should add that the governor, and that's Governor Reynolds, appoints the three members of the Iowa Utilities Board.